Blog Talk Radio.
Great song I always like to hear. Never get tired of the lyrics. And I'm glad to be present here today for a change. For quite some time now, I seem to make it in today on time. And I really thank you for tuning in. Keep me company, although we are not present in the flesh together, but you know, greater is the action on the movement of the spirit inside of us. If you are around the world and listening to me, we can also look at it and view it, value it, like we are sitting right around a table. We are sitting together. To be in union in the spirit is greater than being in the flesh and not serving the same purpose, you know. My friends, I did extraction yesterday. I did not have a show yesterday. And I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, of course, It's not a nice experience to extract your teeth.
However,
it is not so much the pain or stuff like that, because of these science doing this kind of stuff now enable you not to feel pain. Maybe some discomfort, but not real wrenching pain. Yes, so I'm glad I'm here today and feeling pretty good, at least. Feel a little like, you know, I could take a nap, but I am not at the place like some days when it takes for the higher energy to begin to move. And sometimes I kind of feel sleepy some of the times, but after I began to talk a few minutes, you know, like 3 or so minutes, it depends. I don't, you know, I feel revived. So today I'm pretty good. I am on to a good start, right? And I thank you over there. We are concerned about the same thing, right? You're concerned about the same thing. Oh, and I have something to say to you about this movie star gentleman or man, human. And you probably heard the story how this assumed of black man set up a fake attack on himself. All right? I don't want to get into a big long thing about this. But something very important about this man in particular, because you probably heard about it, right? Well, I have something to tell you that you probably do not expect to hear. This man is not a black man. You're probably wondering, what am I talking about? If you've been listening to me for some time, you by now know that I'm deep into history and the type of history I'm into, prehistory, before the flood of Noah. And even since the past represents the present, the daylight, the night come and stuff like that, it did not begin with AD Anno Domini. And if we only pay attention to AD Anno Domini time and don't draw upon where we are coming from in the past, my friend, that you're just eating and drinking and you're going to drop boop dead at some time and gone perish. That's looking at the world through the experience of celebration of Christmas and the church establishment of Adam and Eve in a garden. And those things, you know, are propaganda as the white people come into the world with them things. And since I was growing up in the church and I rely on everything the Bible says, only to live long enough to completely change my mind, that the Bible, particularly creation story and the Adam in the Genesis creation story, is not a story. It is a myth. It is a legend. It is fairy tale. Adam and Eve in a garden and the Bible about God in general. It's fairy tale. Because we will have to open up our minds to real history and read it to find out what I'm telling you, because I didn't know anything about the real world at all. Grew up in church. And I have to report to you that I am someone who is I am like a pariah. People that I know for years, they don't bother want to talk to me anymore. Because what? I have read history, and so as I used to pay attention to the Bible, that kind of a loyal and honorable dedication to the Bible, that dedication is no longer to the Bible. My dedication is to history, because history is a record of the past. What is the Bible? Fiction. And it is a big, long story that got me to understand that the church Bible world that I grew up in is nothing but fiction. And there's a reason for that, and that is what the big story is about. And we are so accustomed to what the Bible teaches that by now, it is difficult for people like myself who grow up with the Bible and nothing else. You know, it's like you grow up with people who you think are your parents, only to find out that they were not your parents. And it's going to be a serious adjustment for you to, like, you know, look at the facts and assure yourself that, okay, I'm content now that I know that these two people, though they are nice, but they are not my real parents, and deal with it the best way you can. But what I'm trying to tell you about this gentleman, this man, who set up his name is Mollet. All right, Mollet. Is this him? Jussie. Yes, that's his picture here. Jussie Guilty Verdict, latest in polarizing case. Okay. What I want to tell you about this guy, Jussie Mullin. Now, you know a part of what I want to tell you already, so all I have to do is just identify it and move along on, you know, on the foundation that you already know. Now, what are you talking about here? If Jussie Mullin is being convicted of falsely reporting a hate crime, what about all the Karens who have made false claims to law enforcement and tried to weaponize and try to weaponize the police against black men. And women putting their lives in danger, putting their lives in danger. It's a tweet from someone. Oh, but this is, okay. This is Mustafa Santiago, Alice B. Listen. You may be surprised at what I'm going to say to you. Because I know things because I have read prehistory and latter history. I understand what kind of things happen. Well, first of all, I know about the first human development. The first human development, uncivilized Roman human development. I know about, they say, the science collaboration with other reliable history of the past called prehistory. The biggest form of history of the past, more valuable, more interesting. First of all, when I say the first humanoid, the first humanoid that evolved on planet Earth, where there was definitely no gods, no Elohim around, but there was a form of life on planet Earth, and it's especially in Africa. All of the human-like creatures that we know about today, the life began in Africa. Okay? If anybody know anything better than what I'm talking about, I always like for you to come in and talk to me. Talk to me about it, okay? Because it's very, very important to do that. Yes. So what I want to tell you is that I get to know things that people who grew up like me in the Bible and don't know anything else will not be able to, let's say, to understand certain things that I will say I come to know. I'm not talking about myth. I'm talking about real academic consultant teachers review certified history. And in this case, prehistory. That was when there was nobody here writing anything and stuff like that. And then came visitors from our own solar system that is reported as the 10th planet came to Earth in South Africa. And everything you know today as pyramids, all right, as pyramids, and some other things like revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought, the intelligent thought, reasoning thought, that was not here under the first hominate, evolutionary human development. So it goes on to tell you that here came a time when these visitors came, and they are called gods, like we are called humans. They created us. They call us man, right? Human. But these folks from the planet out there, Nibiru, they are, you know, phenomenal creatures. And you can look at the civilized people as an example of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about phenomenal creatures called the gods, the Elohim, Anunnaki, and so forth and so on. Only from these beings we have civilization on Earth. Not Christmas. Sodomite, these first hominid, they were the first to be known on Earth as some form, let's say, of what civilized people are. But they just didn't talk. They couldn't talk. I mean, for millions of years. And for the last 'The last set of the hominid, and another name for them is Homo erectus. Okay, it is a very, very serious story that I'm telling you about of what happened in the world before we came here, and when they were not even uncivilized creatures until there were some upright walking human-like creatures. But they were not like us here today. Homo erectus was not like what we see the white people here today. They have lost their natural Homo erectus self. And how did they lose it? By interbreeding with other species. Okay? And a lot of catastrophe come down up on the earth because of them. All right? And if you don't understand it, you know, well, if you're interested to understand it, here am I talking about it. And why I'm telling about this guy, why I'm telling you about this man, Josie Smollett, and that what I want to tell you is that the African people are in a snare. We are in a snare simply because we walk out of the way. It's not good to walk out of the way. And like when somebody who know what they are telling you give you a sensible piece of advice, you should take heed. Okay? Because I'm not talking when somebody is trying to, like, you know, trick you and all that kind of stuff. They don't mean you well. And a lot of that is happening on planet Earth. Yes. So what I'm saying to you is that the African people that you see here today, they don't have anywhere to live. And where they live, how much are they paying for it? I mean, you would be shocked and surprised. If you don't read and expand your view of the world, you know more than the animals out there who don't show any concern or interest in civilized things. I mean, the earth is a place that we have no choice but to honor and adore it. right? Because although we don't see a engine and anybody piloting the earth and it is moving, the earth is always moving. And if we cannot come to the full realism of what the earth is and what it is to us, then we don't worth a lot of any, we don't worth much of anything. You know, as far as civilized life is concerned. So people, once they are healthy and well and they can talk and sing and do all kind of stuff, that's all they know to do. They don't think of a higher level of reasoning and attainment in a spiritual sense. They don't have none of that. And people who go to church are fooled to think that it has some of that spiritual things that I'm talking about. It's not. All right. What I want to tell you is that it's to trace the beginning of humanid, uncivilized humanid, that started out as humanid. Read the World History Textbook, National Geographic, and it will outline what I'm saying to you, because it is vital to what eventually I will declare to you, I set out to tell you. It's not the show that I plan, but it's like a little preface to what I will say as a presentation of the show. But this is still a part of the show, and I always like to tell a little background, because I find it important to the way I develop into the world as one who grew up under white people slavery dominance. And a lot of people say, let that go, by God, be bygone. You know, they can say that because you have a breath that you're breathing. But intellectually, you don't have much going on there, right? Because as long as you come into this delusional AD and Adamany world, and you don't know anything else, like your parents go to church and you come and go to church, you will only look for food, look for ways to have an opportunity to find a job. You see, and go to Halloween and go to and celebrate Christmas and stuff because you don't know any better. I did not myself. All right. So the time of the hominid went by slowly but surely to where they wind up now known not as hominid, the first human-like upright walking development, didn't have a civilized life like we have here today. Okay? And if you look at white people and look at African hybrid people, they call us ethnic people black people. Something happened in the world, and we don't know. So once we are born and raised in a surrounding with churches, Christmas, that's all of the exciting thing that we know. Christmas, we who grew up in the AD and Adamany time. We don't know about Christmas. And I can tell you the truth that there was nothing else that I heard of or nothing. I, as a child, want to see Christmas come again, because that season is a pleasant season by natural makeup. Right?
So what I'm trying to tell you, unlike this muddy, fuzzy, undefined world that we come and born in, called AD Anno Domini, on the foundation of AD Anno Domini, nobody can tell how AD Anno Domini come in 2021 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody cannot tell that. My friend went to see the doctor, and they were chatting, and of course, you know, just an ordinary patient and stuff like that. And he asked the doctor, what is AD Anno Domini? The doctor leaned in and listened and said, what? And he said, AD Anno Domini, Latin, in the year of our Lord. You know what? The doctor, as it were, in awe, don't know what to say. At least didn't try to say what it is. Now, a doctor, a physician, taking care of patients, licensed doctor, don't know what AD Anno Domini is? You're writing it every day in, you know, in, as a calendaral element. So let me go on with what the thought I have to say concerning Mr. Jussie Smollett. But first, keep your consciousness. Keep your attention on the fact that there was no civilized people at a certain time on planet Earth. Keep that your brain activity. And don't forget it. It's in history on a lot of us because of the circumstance that we are in on this planet right now, with white people say they're ruling government and ruling over black people. You have to know what I'm telling you in order to make sense. And you probably think, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear those things. You're probably thinking about that. But don't forget, there is nothing on earth that you're living off that should make you think that you only want to eat food and do all kind of things and go to bed at night and wake up tomorrow morning and look to make another daily bread. A lot of people come and gone and do the same thing. You see? But what I am talking about is civilized people, not uncivilized people. And when I say that, I mean your species. And as you can see, in this AD Anno Domini, we are not led to think about these important things that make we all be here on the planet. You see, because we just like to have nice, beautiful tooth in our mouth, you know, and we well groom and everything like that. That's all we think about. Because what? You are living in a sodomite environment. Where did sodomite come from? They come from the blood of the hominid, first human development, according to the World History textbook. 3.5 million years ago. That's a long time. Okay? But based on where we are here today, we are not conscious of that. That look at the time when there was nobody here. And don't be concerned about how long the solar system been here. And we would get a whopping 4.5 billion years or 5 billion years ago, this solar system, with Earth is one of the planets that, you know, circle the sun that we see here, that 12 hours a day we get the sunlight, and 12 hours of the shadow, the Earth's shadow from the sunlight, hours of night. So think about life in that context and say, well, okay, so when did civilization come about? Is it these hominid turn Homo erectus? Did they become civilized? Kind of. But did they become civilized on their own? Just evolving and turn civilized? No. And you know what? I don't feel drowsy or sleepy again. No sooner than I began to talk this. Okay? So, don't look at people's face and all the kind of things that people are saying. Look at the history that tells you how you originate, how you exist, and what is your identity. That's what you have to be concerned with. People today are suffering because they were not taught that. And where the knowledge was to teach us those things, it was before Christ. It was before Christ. That's where the knowledge came from. Before Christ. All right? And Christ never existed. So think about the hominid that I'm telling you about that came before any civility came about. All right. So these hominids, Homo erectus, it's not natural for them to become civilized at all. Over the past millions of years, they never reach a stage where they speak a language. According to the history, they did not speak no language. And when language came about, they were up into Europe. And they spent 1.5 million years up in Europe, and they never spoke. How do they survive? They could make stone tools, and they could light a fire. They were that smart. But as far as communication is concerned, they don't know no language. They cannot talk. They don't know nothing. As you see here today, we have so many establishments that provide service for people's lives. Well, these Elohim gods, you read them in history. You don't read about white people in history telling you about the world and civilization. You don't see they write nothing tell you about civilization. All these white people do, this hominid, Homo erectus are doing every day is trying to create another world. Different than before Christ. They didn't want any of the Christ world, the God's world that created the polytheism establishment, intellectual establishment, civilization world. It's the gods that does it. The gods, they do it. And it says, he says, as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind. See, they're no longer here, right? And go to South Africa, and you will see all the marvelous things that are back there.
to let us know that the first civilized beings are not us. In none of the form that we are in, whether or not we are civilized or uncivilized, the gods are the ones that do these things that causes us to have civilization. And he says, Wait. What's going on? There's something he's going on. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is that unless we can cleave the bushes and all of the trash out of the world view that we have, there's no way you'll make sense with what I am talking about. And you don't want to hear it. Well, you know, I mean, you're going to just live and die like animals out there when you're not a part of what brought civilization here, because civilization did not begin with any humankind whatsoever. It did not. And it's according to the history. If I was just talking this, making it up, it would be a different story. You need not listen to what I'm saying. But I grew up and in the church too. And if you're a part of church, that you should believe that the church is what began civilization and stuff like that. I was in the church for over half a century, so I am supposed to know what the church is all about. And this is what I'm talking about. And look, if you think I am happy about my church experience, you're wrong about that. I am trying to get you to see what the civilized world is like before we came here. It's into the world history textbook. World history textbook. Not just a history, not just a book, but world history textbook. It's there. And what I am trying to get you to understand, it's just like you say, all right, you came from another country into the United States. And you came when you're an adult. So you have good recollection of where you come from and the place where you are right now. And you know what happened over the years along the time that you experienced. So what I'm trying to do right now is get you to view the world based on history, not based on church sermons. You don't need church sermons in any kind of way. Because church sermon is only preached by sodomite, white people sodomite, and then drag everybody else into the church to preach the same thing. Everything about Adam and Eve are all legend lies. I want you to get into having a sober, sane view of the world by reading the history that tells you what went on before our time, right? Well, I'm talking about a part of the what happened in the past, and about human, the first type of human being that came on the earth, and that they were only evolutionary product. They were not. We don't have a book to say they were created by any god whatsoever. All right, although they are in the interest creating another world beside the one that they come to realize and are able to write and describe it and stuff like that. The point is they are not a species that was destined to speak. And we don't read that their hominid level of humanity that they speak. We don't read none of that, what it says. They started out with whatever little common sense they have, like many animals. They look for food and stuff to keep themselves alive, right? Well, these white people were just like animals that look for food to eat. It's just that they are a human type of creatures, and that they were blessed with enough sense
to make stone tools to help them to survive. And just as how you can see stone tools help them to survive, you think about, okay, when did stone tools stop making? When did white people stop making stone tools? Do you know? All right. History tells you that. And it is unfortunate that you don't know it. Well, I am here to start the common sense working in your brain. So I am not even going to tell you everything that can be told, but is that you don't tell people everything. You tell people enough sincere, knowledgeable, factual things. And if they are interested in it, they'll go and begin to learn about it. Because never should we depend on other people to tell us everything that we are to know. If I were doing that, I would not be here talking to you. I got help from the gods above who create us with a blood who can know, capable of knowing things. And they have given us a lot of stuff that is of knowledge to us. And we will continue to progress if we just walk in the right instruction they gave us, right? Some of us 100,000 years ago go and interbreed with these hominids, Homo erectus, and we are in trouble until this day that everything had belonged to us under the gods that created us until our ancestors, for whatever reason, interbreed with these hominid, Homo erectus, sodomites, human beings, okay? And until today, they are ruling over us. And you read Deuteronomy 28, and you will find out why, okay? The other thing here for us to know, the Bible in context is not a good book. But the Bible is what they call an anthology of 66 books. And it has trash, filth in there, especially when it comes to Genesis creation story and talking about a God, a spirit God, and a Abraham. Those things are really sewage. Sewage stuff. Genesis creation story, talking about God and Abraham, is sewage. But sewage stuff is only used, in this context, it's only used for you to believe it. You will never see it. You can't touch it. That's why it is sewage. So, I meant to tell you where we are coming from, and that's what I want, and maybe I'll go too far away elaborating on it. But I want you to understand clearly where humanity are coming from and when civilization came on the planet. If you go on thinking that everybody are created by the God, that's not what history says. That's what the Sodomite Bible says. It doesn't have anybody with academic knowledge to say it is real history. They read it as history. Nobody read what is written in the Bible as history. Nobody at all. Absolutely nobody at all. And if you have doubt in what I say, now, have you read the history? Have you read world history? I know basically the same thing I know. So if you were to reject what I am saying, on what grounds are you rejecting what I say? That's where you lodge. That's where you are parked. You don't have not one ounce of right thinking if you don't read history that tells us about the world we are in. and where we are coming from. You are a fool if you do that. And look into what I'm saying. If you don't try to get the knowledge for yourself, why believe me? I don't tell you to believe me. I'm telling you the World History Book say that. National Geographic, right? So what happened then to these hominids, Homo erectus? Later on, they start to interbreed with whether their own group species, but they sure went out of the sodomite culture and their species of humanoid. Okay? And it is their interbreeding with other, let's say, when they became Homo erectus, yes, when they became Homo erectus, that is when they started to go out and be promiscuous, right? And what I'm trying to tell you, during that time, the gods came from Nibiru and splashed down into the Persian Gulf. And then, since they come from a watery planet, Nibiru, watery like Earth, story about that too, they did not go through doing their mission on the water. They decide to go into the Abzu, into South Africa. So you can tell that these folks know the place on Earth. They know Earth, how to get here and how to go back to their their country, their planet. So what I'm trying to say to you, 450,000 years ago, they came here. And going to Africa, they are the first civilized being on Earth, as far as the record shows. They are the first civilized people. Now today, you have these white people to say Sumerians are the first civilized people. Sumerians are the first to write law for mankind. That's not true. That's not true, and it doesn't take a lot for you to see it's not true. You only would have to follow the history, follow the timeline, and know what is true from what is not true. Just don't go off, because I don't send you in a specific direction. I'm only telling you what I have read and I identify as true. All you're going to know if it is true, unless you read it and see, well, yes, he's right about that. But by all means, if you have a knowledge of history, that tells me something else. You know, my number is 347-850-1358. You bet I want to know. I want to know, and I'm sincere about that, because I come from the church, you see, and if I start to read for the first time, of course, I didn't read much before, you know, fourth grade level, and, you know, it took more than first grade level to get to where I'm at here, and it didn't need a lot more. Because when I graduated from high school, I came out with 12.12 reading comprehension. So that's enough to get me right where I'm reading and finding out stuff. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you, if you don't want to be like you are an offspring of hominid and Homo erectus, and you want to know what the fact is about our existence on Earth, then you would need to read. Read The World is a Textbook. That is common to all of us in the same way. But The World is a Textbook doesn't say white people, hominid, Homo erectus, are civilized. The progression of the hybrid of the hybrid ethnic African people. The hybrid African people are people who are created and experience their life. They didn't make themselves. So what I'm trying to tell you, you will have these white people telling with a Bible, talking about Adam and Eve in a garden. They didn't know anything. So first of all, what you have to deal with is how did a species that lived for almost, 4 million years cannot speak, and suddenly they begin to speak? How? How did it just happen? It couldn't just happen. It's like some of the stuff that what's his name? Jussie. Some of the things that they report Jussie was talking and doing doesn't add up that anybody attacked him, but that he made up the story and spill his own identity unknowingly while he was doing it. Therefore, although American society are don't care about evil doing, they're easy to forgive you. This guy do it in such a way, and he offend, it seem like, all cross society in America. I don't think he will regain any friendship. You know? He did it too bad. He did it too bad for someone way above, low intelligence. You know what I mean? At least the Sodomite culture love him. Because what is the problem now, you see, is what I've been trying to get to. I'm trying to show you that there were no civilized human being on earth. But the white people want you to think so, because that's where they are coming from as the first humanoid. And for millions of years, it is proven in history, they never spoke. Because we know what they did. History tells us that. They made stone tools. And until when the gods came here and working in Africa, they were in, the white people were in Europe. And they still were doing nothing else but make stone tools. So there are millions and millions of years. Now, if they are evolving, and this is where they are for at least 3.5 million years, you don't expect them to just suddenly meet some people who is created on earth and decide that, okay, coincidental, they start to speak and learn language. Does that work? You ask Jussie. He's one person who could tell you how that works, right? Not in his real mind, but when he is trying to put on, a prank on. You know what I mean? He's trying to fool the world about his own personal interest. Okay? So what I am setting as a foundation is for you to understand that there was a time when no civilized people on planet Earth until the gods came 450,000 years ago, and they here and live out the flood. The gods, they were here and live out the flood. And they created mankind before the flood. Created civilized mankind before the flood. They did not create the white people, them, hominoid. Hominid. They did not create them. We don't show any connection between the gods that came here and the white people in Europe for one and a half million years ago. Still making stone tools. So how did they come to talk over all the time? All right, the gods make the African hybrid humans. Say 200,000 years ago. And after they were 100,000 in development in Africa, they, some of them, decide to journey out of Africa to other place in the world. Okay? And while they were going out, Europe or Asia, you know, to the other part of the world, that was where these Sodomites met them. That's where these white people met the African people, right? And it didn't seem like they did try to molest the Chinese, but it seems like they did go for the Indians and the other non-white hybrid people. So you have a situation here that is educational. If you don't read, you won't know. What kind of a people did the gods create? You know for sure it wasn't the white people up in Europe, because the historic time doesn't meet to do that. You can't, you know, that doesn't work. In other words, when came here, they were a long time up in Europe, and there was nobody else that we know about, except they have some other subgroup of their own species, but no Africans. So the Africans that were created by the gods in their image and likeness are the ones that were the second more civilized humans. These Sodomites decide to, in whatever way, rape them or whatever it is, but since they've been living off in the wood and in the steppes for so long, they know exactly what to do. And these African people who just want to go about their business, they came in as a distraction. I don't see anything else, right? And listen, you know, we were not there, but now we have what to read and what to understand between the lines. Because when you see a situation, you know, you develop ideas, you know, and the possibilities of things that happen. And what we have, you know, is that 100,000 years ago, some of our people left Africa and go to other places out on planet Earth. And these white people, they are coming from the hominid, right? They come to Homo erectus, and they interbreed with the Neanderthals. Now, there is a new creation of being called Homo sapien. and it is from the Homo sapien came Neanderthals. I read that. But you can read it too for yourself. But right now, I'm letting you know, I read that for myself more than once, more than twice. All right, that African ethnic people are the first, it says, anatomical human, wise human being. And so the Neanderthal came from the first Homo sapiens, and we, ethnic group of people, come from the first cut of Homo sapiens. So, but we, the ethnic people, didn't come from the Homo sapien and launch out into the world. We came initially from the Homo sapien hybrid, because it was, the creation was done by fertilization in vitro in glass tube. DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's the big, long narrative in the book, Genesis Revisited, will tell you all about that. And then you have books that tells us about the kingship, rule, civilized rule, and where society, human society come from is from the gods that created us and male and female, and we start reproduce. These white, sodomite, white Homo erectus coming from, you know, way back from the hominid. My friends, you see the interbreeding or miscegenation, as it is called, what they do with the African people. It started, in my view, 100,000 years ago. Little by little, and developed. And over the past 12,000 years ago, you can get a full read of them in history about the miscegenation and how by interbreeding with these African hybrid people, not Neanderthals, because they interbreed with the Neanderthals, but they couldn't talk. They only look better looking. But they couldn't talk. They can't transact no business. But you see, it enhanced them, though, to now just put on icing on the cake to interbreed with the hybrid blood that is mixed with the God's blood. That's the highest royalty in the universe, as far as we know it, on this side of the galaxy. Right? They interbreed with people that have blood of the alien gods from Nibiru. That's the blood that makes them talk, you know? Because we were Homo sapiens blood. But the Enki, the gods, couldn't use us as Homo sapien to work, because we wouldn't have the intelligence to work for them. So they create us fertilization, DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's how even the Bible will give you that context of it too. So why these sodomites come now and stepping back over what they have, even their Bible writers, almost 2,000 years ago, Bible writers writing certain things and writing kind of factual, because they were not as deranged as these here, where we have here today. No, they were not like that. But now these here are taking it way out of what those back there would do, with a little more reason. These here, they don't care, okay? Because you don't read where the Homo erectus were killing anybody. I don't read that. So from the standard, from the time they start to interbreed with Neanderthals and started and at last to interbreed with the Africans, they begin to have offspring that can talk. And I look at them here today and hear their reasoning and stuff like that and say, well, for a million and a half years in Europe should bring them up to that all by themselves. But it didn't. And the whole long time from like three million years or 2 million years before that, then, if you want to just put what they have here on it, 2 million years before and 1.5 million, you know, that make it, I mean, 3.5, right? You mean they never get to where they could talk? They couldn't invent nothing besides stone tools. And history is very, very candid about the Neolithic Age, the Paleolithic Age, the Neolithic Age, and the Bronze Age. And see what these white people began to do no sooner than they could talk from the interbreeding. So follow the step, because babies or what you call them, infants, they don't start run before they walk. So you can always determine when something happens. Does it happen by somebody who is running or somebody is creeping or just barely walking? With these white people, they think that they can hide all the evil stuff that they have done now that they can talk. You see that? And it's since they go and learn in our institution how to read and how to get artisan skills and stuff like that, and reason, you know, at a higher depth, greater depth than they, for millions of years, they couldn't. But they had they get the potential by going off out of their way to interbreed with Neanderthals. Because I would think also that they gather a good amount of reasoning from the Neanderthals, you know, although they couldn't talk. So now they get like two things to make one. They have reasoning, they have greater reasoning, and they can talk and know a language now, and even make language if they want. They probably have done that already. Who knows? They probably make the English language, I don't know, and call it Latin. You see what I mean? Because the Bible that they tell you about, it they start writing it in Latin. They don't write it in, you know. So who knows? But what I'm trying to say to you is this. Who are the off-breed, the interbreed generation for the white people? After over 1,000 years, coming right on down to 12,000 years ago, the World History textbook tells me what they did by way of getting educated. Right? They can talk, right? And more, those older people who were more like the Homo erectus, they dead out. And who are here today is these the new generation that has intelligence, talk, and can do business and do technical business too. But where was all that knowledge before they go up into Europe from Africa? Where was that knowledge? All right. Well, so it didn't develop yet. All right. So what happened to now? They are up into Europe. 1.5 million years ago. Where is their reasoning? What did they establish up in Europe then? If they want to claim that they are the one who started civilization, they are the one who started Bronze Age. No, lie. Now let them talk to what's his name? Jesse. Talk to Jesse. Things don't happen like that on Earth. Civilization clashing here with ignorance. Right? They didn't have a drop of such quality civilization. No, they didn't. Because it's into the world, it's a textbook to show you plain. They really never know nothing. And the interbreed is what worked for them. Interbreed. While it destroyed the African people, because that they were not supposed to do. And, you know, the God was not going to remake us all over. They were going to make us punish for what we have done. And that is what is going on here today. Before the church, you should read and know what kind of world exists before the church. And don't let these sodomite white people, after they learn to read, they decide to totally destroy the system of the gods that set up here. And they have written extensively how they wanted to do this very thing with the African people. Anyway, and they don't stop doing it. Okay? Because they don't think that we'll ever understand. You see? And so they catch one way, understand, they're going to kill him. You know, I mean, these fucking batty white people, them. You see what I mean? No. All right. Let me close this now because it's about time. I think I give you not a rush job. I want to tell you about Jesse. Like Obama, okay? You're going to see a trait in Obama and Jesse Smollett. And that is, they are gay. They don't hide it. I mean, they tell you right out that they're gay, right? Except Obama wobbled because, I mean, Obama is a bigger hypocrite. But look at how the both of them that is considered themselves black as well. Black man. Oh, why they like to call themselves black? Why they like to call themselves black? Well, I think Obama's father is a real jet black man or so, right? Maybe that is not, he has brothers and stuff like that, you know, in Africa and stuff. Now, so what I'm trying to say to you is that, why do you think Obama is a sodomite? Obama is a sodomite because he comes from a white mother. He's not sodomite because he's come from a father that is a sodomite. African hybrid people are not sodomite by nature. If they come and fall into something and start giving people their ass to fuck, it's not because it was in them by nature. It's by corruption that they fall into. Other circumstances that make people want to have sex, have it any given kind of way they want. Other circumstances, but not your nature. All right. And you might say, well, what is he saying? Well, look how many people are smoking. How many people are smoking? And nature never once tell none of them to smoke. I ask people about that all the time. I mean, you know, all the things that nature wants a person to do, it's all manifested. Sex is what nature compels you to do. Yeah. But I tell you what, Look at all the different creatures that have sex. They don't go at the body. They don't go fuck the body. Because the fucking the body is no pleasure in bringing offspring. Body not going to bring in nobody offspring at all, at all, at all. What I'm trying to tell you, these white people, hominid, it's, you have to look and see how they multiply up, unlike African ethnic people. You don't see Chinese a breed of sodomites in the Chinese culture. You don't see that. I don't know about that. And over the past 2,000 years now, if you see any Chinese or them gay, you just know where that come from. They never got it as ethnic people. Okay? Now, I attest to that. And anybody can debate me upon that. You want a bet? You want a debate? Debate me. Right? Because I don't read about it. I would like to know where you read about it at. That African hybrid people, ethnic group people, all of the ethnic group people. Tell me where they get sodomy from. You see what I mean? Right. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that these white people, they are about transforming the African people because they find a weakness in us. Okay? That weakness will never go away until we wake up out of our psychological coma. We have to wake up. But as long as we don't wake up, I don't think we are far away from waking up, though. I don't think we are far away. Because here I am. I shouldn't know anything. And I come to know a lot. You know, I'm contending for our existence right now. And I'm telling you, I am so honored. I am so honored that, you know what? I mean, none of the lion them out there can face me. You know what I mean? So what I want to tell you about Mr. Jesse, he is one of the crossbreed of the white people. That's what he is. I mean, he you can hear him speak freely that he's gay, but he want to call himself black man, like you know, because black is gold. Forever gold. And it's simply because we are going to this period of time where we are having a bad experience with these faggots, them, who come and talk about what we have is theirs. You see what I mean? And that the government, A.D. Anadamani, is theirs. You see what I mean? They turn everything upside down. And it is because of our slackness. Why? I could see that we were not taught well and were mishandled by those ahead of us. The gods created us and they tell us what we are supposed to do. And clearly you can see that we didn't. And we fall out of line. No matter what we didn't know, we wouldn't fall out of line if we kept the direction. You don't know the place. I don't know the place. You give me the direction. Me fi follow it. If me step out of the direction, well, it's not your fault. As long as me give you good direction. Well, I'm telling you, Obama, they have a name for themselves, right? And they will tell you that they are proto-Indo-European. But just as they call themselves Romans, talk about where they become Romans from. Now, these are people in at the Bronze Age was just learning to talk. And they were destroying the establishment of the Bronze Age that the African people were establishing. Really. And Bronze Age, like 1,200 years, right? You don't hear anything about these white people doing anything political. Can read and hear that some people were doing things because since they learn to read and learn to make boat and stuff like that, they never get up to the point yet where they should take the kind of risk that they would take later. Criminals. They are the first criminals, but it never happened when they were pure Homo erectus or hominid. Not in those years, in the millions and millions of years back there. No, it's right up here when the God came here and went to work in South Africa and later on created us 200,000 years ago. Yes, why is now? It is now. So you'll read the history and they are busted. They are busted because all the lies that they are telling today, you go into history, the World History Textbook. Nobody now read the World History Textbook because they make sure that they evangelize the nonsense that they write in the Bible about God and Jesus. It will never be true, never ever. Okay? And see, they have an expectation that everything will go well with them. These honest fucking white people, them. We don't need to fight, and as you can see, we don't go to fight with them at all. You know, they bring their riot and all kind of stuff to us. You see. And as you can see, Mandela was there. And they're the ones who keep on following us. Okay? And A.D. and Adam, and they put Mandela in a prison. And how many of our black people they put in a prison. And they don't have a government. White people don't have any government. Trace the history. They don't have any government. But, I mean, since they can't talk now and learn to read, oh, they are everything in the world. And black people must come behind them. Why is it that Africa don't pay no attention to African people, but put us in ship and give these guys, and these guys are paying them. They sell out the African people. Because Africa is, town fool. Town fool. They have everything that the gods commit to them to keep the world a society that is orderly with the laws and everything we have. These guys don't know nothing about no law, man. You see, they're talking about FBI. FBI is nothing more than a scam. The FBI. Yeah. You hear me right. FBI is not a legitimate institution. It's a sodomite establishment that is wrongly emulating knowledge that come down from Nibiru. That's who they are. They couldn't see. They couldn't talk. They could see. They have eyes, right? But they could not speak a language. They don't know what clothing is, and you read the history and you see where they're coming from to where they are right now, man. Where they can order black people to get out. Because A.D. Anadamani is law. A.D. don't have not even a Teflon. The smallest, Teflon on your finger. You know, the outgrown part. When you clip your finger, they don't even have, not even, on the measuring rod. You don't have no view, no part. These folks don't have no sense of law. Now, if what I'm saying was never true, I tell you what. People would have run me off a year long time ago. These same faggot them, they come and mute my mic that people should not hear what I'm saying. You know what? Look, this is too much of a marvel for somebody like me who don't read like people. It takes me
a lot of effort to talk the way I'm talking today. I don't talk perfectly at all. But one thing is for sure. My objective is that you understand what I'm saying. Whether I sound, you know, sporty like you or not, if you understand what I'm saying, that's all it's about. So I'm telling you that the name that these crossbreed generation from between the Homo erectus white people and the crossbreed with Neanderthals came from Homo sapien too. But we are not just Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what the official Bible, I mean, not Bible, but the history says. So these guys have written in the World History textbook how they were benefited by the gods. If you think I'm joking, call me. We have some more time, about 25 minutes left. Come here, I'll read it to you. I will read it to you if you think I'm joking. Now, listen. The name that they have, and I know it's not the first time I'm talking about it, you know. It is not the first time I'm talking about it. You Google, as I'm going to read a little bit here to you. Read Yamnaya. Now, these kind of a talk that these white people talk, you know, you can tell when they're not talking civilized, because they, things like you're reading, what is it? Deuteronomy or Numbers? I think it's Deuteronomy 12. It's probably Deuteronomy 12. Where they're telling you a story about God in the Bible. You know, like this God, you know, just disappear on around the place. It's like you don't see him. But no. Look at look, just calling about the fucking batty fool white people and write a Bible and give it out to the world. And people still don't know how to read the Bible and understand what the Bible is saying. Yeah. All right? Look at this. They're telling you about their God. It's a Sodomite God. It's the Bible in the God of the Bible, the Spirit God. It's nothing more than a fucking sodomite character they put in the Bible. And if you have to read, good, not believe in the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Read the thing and get knowledge. And you will see all the things about God and Moses and Abraham and stuff like that. Nothing done, Gustav. But we believe it. Not give it power, right? But I'm telling you right now about the crossbreeding of these hominid and Homo erectus, right? That they come up with the interbreeding that eventually make they interbreed with people that talk. Okay? They give themselves a name. They're the interbreeding culture that they bring about. Yamnaya culture. You if you really, really thinking, you have to wonder about these folks. Okay? And folks who are fucking dogs and fuck all kind of animals and fuck body, marrying to a person just to fuck their body. Come on, man. You come on. It's time for the disaster to wipe these Yamnaya culture out.
This guy that it named Jussie Smollett. He's not a black man. Okay? And if he come from a black blood, since that's what they have, I mean, talking like they are civilized, right, and take over the world and black people and nothing, yeah, it feels good for him to say he's a gay black man, okay? Because that's what the white Homo erectus, that's what they decided to do, you see? We don't have the innocent Homo erectus anymore. I know them we deal with. We deal with the interbreeding and the getting of a blood that make them talk and learn to reason more than they did. But look at the crazy stuff that they do though. They decide that they're going to make the African people, you know, I mean, dump us somewhere, and we are nobody at all. These fucking shit white people. That's who I'm talking about. So you see all of them here talking about this and that, and they are into the media. They have all the big jobs and stuff like that. Look out, you African people. Look out, because they're getting rid of us. That's what they're doing right before your face. Okay? So this dude that get the other black dude to go out there and do that dirty job for him, he's going to pay for it. And so are all of these Yamana. These Yamnaya culture. White people that you see today are Yamnaya culture. Don't forget it. Just understand that. Because they must go. They must go. And what is going to make them go? It's not no gunpowder. You see? They use our established production for themselves and say it's theirs. And they're going to find out that it's not theirs. And make us sit out, you know, in the rain and all over the place while they take what we have. In Rome, Italy, St. Peter's Basilica. You think it's theirs? They place that? We have Pope Francis. This guy say he's a vicar of Christ. What Christ is it? A fucking Jesus. Jesus, they depict that Jesus is a fucking, fucking ass character in the Bible. That's what is in there. And you may say, I mean, what is he talking about? Why he only has 12 men, 12 disciples? Why? And why this Jesus never fulfilled the prophecies in the Bible? Why? Why they have to say, oh, he never come to fulfill it the first time. Ma come at the second time. And no context in the Bible say that. Because the world is lost in sin. Jesus is coming because Adam and Eve sin. And Jesus is coming back, you know, to give redemption. It don't say nothing what these stinking, fucking ass people say they are Christians. Christianity is nothing for this civilized world that we are in. Okay? You take it. Now, that is what I wanted to tell you. That this guy that is out there, you're looking at him like him is a black man. No, he's a Yamnaya culture. Sodomite. So is Obama and Michelle. You see, Obama has to be the one that turned Michelle into a so-called woman. You see what I mean? You follow up the reading on them, you know, in the news and stuff like that. And you should see the confusion. I mean, no woman is supposed to go to what Michelle Obama been through and still going through and looked upon as a, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? I don't know if no woman go through all of that. Have two babies and you can't even tell when they're born. Right? You can't show the timeline. You hide that. How can you hide that and expect that people to look upon you like you're any woman at a time when you have all these guys out there, say them a doctor and stuff like that. They can turn you into anything they want. Yeah, they can give you skin, they can give you bone, they can give you all kind of things. Michelle, if Michelle is a man, if she was a man, well, she's still a man. And that's what is there on the internet, in the news and everything like that. Obama is busted, but they are barefaced. He can go to Gaddafi and kill him, he and Hillary, because Gaddafi was minding his business and they don't like the business. They fuck ass too much, man, that they don't have time to think of what is civilized and other people. No, they only care about fucking ass, okay? They don't have any business in our territory, but they feel like fucking ass and look and make a way to fuck every one of us ass. That's what they're trying to do. Now, I tell you what I wanted to tell you, and I take a long time, but it is history. Religion, 6 steps to religious freedom. Learn to proclaim your mind. Learn to proclaim your mind. Learn to protect your mind from evil. Learn to protect your mind from evil existence. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Now, what I'm going to tell you about, before I break into this, I would like to want to play a little music. And I think I should play you Gravity. Gravity that is dragging us down. I experience gravity dragging me down too. And there is a time like now that I'm talking these high, serious stuff. I feel high. I don't feel like... I don't feel the gravity pulling me down now. But there is gravity pulling us down. I know about that. And you would really have to want. You would have to want to go higher in your spirit. You would have to really, really want a change in your life, your spiritual life, to give yourself up to the higher level. All right? So let's get a little of John Mayer, Gravity. Listen to it.
catch me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this mess. With all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it all away. Whoa, whoa. Gravity is working against me. Twice as good and can't sustain like one half could. It's wanting more. It's gonna send me to my knees.
My friends, I realize life is yours to keep until it goes away from you. And it is up to us to realize that there is a greater life than the one that we are experiencing. And you will have to get out of the company of people who don't see what you see. And you know, you can only shine a light for them, but you can't make them see what you see. Go after the life that you care about, and let it be the life that you care about. All right? Now, that's what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, somebody may say, well, you don't have to force your belief on other people. And that is something I don't do. I seek to think and behave like I understand words. Tell me how to think and how to behave. That's me. I want the real life, and I will get it by thinking and following what I see to be the clearer, cleaner, and logical, factual way to live. Yeah, because there is a real existence outside of the one that we are seeing and experiencing on earth.
And it is so with civilized people. Who know that? White people don't know that. White people don't know that because they don't born Homo sapiens. You see what I mean? They are way long before our time. And it's in the World History textbook telling us about ourselves. And my friends, if you don't want it, well, let it stay where it's at. But I'm not going to follow nobody. And the only thing I follow that somebody tells me is when I can see for myself that what they're saying makes civilized sense. All right? Now, I have a little booklet, and I'm going to introduce it to you. I wrote it, and comes from my experience of being in the church. So this can only help somebody to see a better light. You know, you can just nobody pay no attention to it if you don't not interested into that type of a situation. And I am paying for this program, and I've been paying for this program some 4 or 5 years now since I am here, and I never asked anyone, no audience, I've never asked them for a penny. It's the lowest frequency we have there, right? A penny. I never did. Never felt like I want to. And you know what? Block Talk Radio never tell me that I missed the payment. I always find it, because guess what? I'm taking it from what I have and do this program because I hate what I am experiencing since I was born and raised up in the human society and read now and see all the kind of stuff that is taking place. I mean, I understand that a government is a government, and who carry government on earth the first time? Because there was no civilization. These white people, they are humanoid and turn Homo erectus. They had nothing at all. They had nothing at all. And it is very clear. I have paralegal knowledge, so I wanted knowledge. So I go to paralegal school and pay money to learn some law principles. You see what I mean? So now I'm prosecuting. I am actually prosecuting these white people. What I'm saying, I'm prosecuting them. Because I know no number of them cannot come up to me and tell me what I'm saying is wrong. They never do that. They will tell me about their EAD and Adamani, and me ask, all right, so you say Latin is in the ear of our Lord. What is in the ear of our Lord? What is that? Where come from? And what existed before Christ? They cannot tell you that. Okay? So what I am doing here today is trying to help other people who may never hear things I tell them. Because you have all the Dr. Martin Luther King, you have the Jesse Jackson, and you have all of these people who come on before in time, and they don't know what to tell you. So you don't see the white man, they sit on tight and develop whatever they want to develop from our knowledge. And they sit there, like Africa, sit there and put us in a ship and give these guys to make slaves. And then they turn around and give Africa some money. Listen, if you don't want to develop knowledge for yourself, it's up to you. I just know that anything I tell you, I'm not making a dime off of it. Because if I check up all the money I pay for these shows, I could well go there and treat myself to something. But I don't think about that. I don't think about that. When I'm dead and gone, and you know what I have done to assist somebody to see something more than they were seeing and live that life that they want to live,
You know, I'm happy about that. You see what I mean? And so I'm telling you, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never Sinner. It's out there in the video. And a lot of people, quite a few hundred thousand people, I've seen it all over the world. It is heavy to try to transform yourself from this whole bunch of foolishness, faggot, white people, same thing, you know, and they have this cycle, that cycle, and they expect that you must respect them and all that. You know, I mean, I'm saying, you know, go back up to Europe. That's where you learn to fuck ass. And you want to come over here and take over what we have. You didn't know how to do nothing. You're up in Europe for 1.5 million years. You never know if you do them. But no sooner than we come and we are making brands. Now, you make brands too. Right? Fucking ass. Idiots. Right? And come now. We have to buy the land where you take away from us and all that. And show off like it is your land. You know what I mean? Now, nobody will come here and talk to me about this because they're afraid of these fucking ass white people. They don't look like civilized people to you, do they? White people are not civilized people. They only know to steal and to oppress other people. That's what they know to do. Okay? So the point is, if you want to sit down, you African people, and let these fucking ass white people tell you that they're civilized and they make bronze. If you don't know what to tell them, ask me and I tell you what to tell them that. If may have to help you out, I will. All right. Now, this little booklet, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, somebody's telling me that I should try and say something about these little booklets that I have because I come in here and I don't feel to do those kind of things because I don't want to sell nothing. I don't want to sell anything. I want to talk what I am saying because that's what is on my heart. I mean, the church thing is something I hate because they use that to abuse me. I'm not saying I'm not saying sexual abuse, but they abuse me psychologically. They destroy my life. But I'm glad for what is happening now because, hey, you know, I can make out with this, you know, and find, you know, my life in the right spiritual way that I, you know, I prefer. I really, really, I covet the life that is better than the church. I mean, it should not, I am not even comparing it. I just can't find a way to put it right now. But these sodomite people, no, because I don't grow up in a sodomite environment. And they come load it down on us. White people come load us up with sodomy. And you expect that I am to sit here and feel good about that? No. No. Sixth step to religious freedom. Learn how to reclaim your mind from Catholic Church history. You hear? Yes. If you have a good sense about what makes sense, then church, you would see that church is not something that is good. But if you're not reading right and stuff like that, well, you believe it and that's all choke you up. You know, see no knowledge, you know, no knowledge. You want belief. At the tender age of 7, Timothy Aldred accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. After more than 50 years in the dark, covered the light of mankind's true origin. No joke, man. It's no joke. But you can stay there, wait until you're dead and you lose the chance to expose yourself to this, the higher experience, okay, that white people are trying to hide from us. Why they write a Bible and say all the kind of things that are lies about Adam and Eve in a garden? No, I come to find out those things are not true. They're legend, okay? They are Anansi stories.
and stuff like that, and come take away all of what we have and say it's theirs. All right, watch out, because something is going to happen worse than what has happened before to them. All right? Now, wait until the right season of our hurricane and tornado come, and they will find out. Okay? Now, it goes on. Number one, review of this book, this little book. And, you know, it's a tiny little book, you know. It's not, you know, it's not going to cost anybody. You know, it's not going to break anybody's pocket, because it's not for but a few little bucks. But the insight that you will get from this, you know, it's simply like I'm here talking and talk a lot of nice, good things that I discover that may set me free, right? And I'm talking some of these things. And indeed, I don't have money in mind when I am writing these things and try to put it out for somebody to read them, right? So it goes on to say, today, his life is dedicated to sharing the truth as passionately as he once shared the lie. And so, here is a review on this little book. This is what someone has to say about it. Review in the United States on June 7, 2014. Verified purchase. What's this? Very interesting format. Each chapter ending with specific questions for you to consider and give serious thought to. Having read the chapter, you are encouraged to complete a journal exercise. Pretty easy to read. I mean, I can't write anything complex anyway. I can only write what is true, understandable. But, you know, I can't write something that, you know, like people who's really up there and can, you know, I mean, make you, you know, go on with things because of their high vocabulary and intricate use of some words. However, my level is protect me to write so that I have in my mind the interest of the person who I'm you know, who may read it, and that they understand what I'm saying. I mean, take it or leave it. But that's my interest, is that you understand the way I am thinking. And if at all it's going to help you, let it help you. Because that's my interest. All right? So, talking on your own. You know, see me, I am here. You know, sometime I would like for somebody to come in and fill in and talk. And let us talk, make it easy and stuff like that. But this other body wants to deal with what I'm dealing with. And I'm dealing with it because, you know what? I may never see a lot of people who are benefited by what I say. And, you know, I'm not trying to know them either. I am talking what I'm talking. And if you're benefited by it, I'm just happy. Yeah. And if I know, I'm happy too. If I don't know, I am justified because, you know, people are out there, I know. And I tell you what, a lot of people who never helped me, I mean, I'm not going to hold it against them. I'm going to say something, and I know a lot of people have been benefited by my style of word usage and the things I emphasize. So this is what this person has to say. He tells you that after, it's not a big book, for example, it's just a little paperback, and it's light, and, you know, it's just has It has enough think if you really want to think. And if you're going to get a benefit to think more skillfully and to behave more skillfully and be benefited by the style that you think. Now, you know, it's not mine. Wisdom is for all of us. And I'm going to, like, dish it out, you know, what I get. And I'm not looking for anything in return. No, I'm not. Now, so it goes on here that this person is saying that these are the best part of the whole book, allowing you to absorb what you have read and then give some real thought to what has been presented, right? You're not forced to do anything. You think about it, and if it come loose to you, that, oh, but that makes sense, and see where you can go with that. That's it. That's all this is all about. You know, it's better than not knowing what to think, right? Give you something to think about, and you can make fun with it. Now, so it says, give some real thought to what has been presented, and if that has helped you, see anything you were denying or simply missing before, right? That's all. Two people found this helpful. All right. Now, I have a number two. Number two paragraph here. Another review. In the United Kingdom, on December 9th, 2014, verified purchase. This book is an exercise. This book is an exercise in stupidity. You hear that? You hear what the first one saw? What the first reader saw? Right. And that is like, I think it was a 5-star. And this one here now is like, how much was it? I don't remember how many stars they give it, if it's 1 star or 3 stars. Could be 3 stars. Anyway, this person is saying, this book is an exercise in stupidity, which defies comprehension. Let's hear how stupid it is. How anyone with a grain of understanding could write such drivel. It makes no sense. Amazes one. All right, let's hear something that is coherent or, you know, energy, coherent energy that can justify the opening of what this reader, verified purchaser, the way they said. I mean, this is like, you know, this writer here don't have no sense at all. calling it drivel. All right, and calling it drivel, it is spelled D-R-I-V-E-L, drivel. And drivel means don't talk such drivel. It means talk nonsense, right? That's drivel, nonsense. He was driveling on about the glory days. Talking nonsense about the glory. You shouldn't have to talk drivel about glory days, because glory days are good days, right? So you're talking about babble, rumble. gibber, burble, blather, blither, and it goes on. Archaic, archaic. Let Sylvia or Marcus flow from the mouth. Or nose. The nurse leaves you to drivel and never wipe your nose. Okay, so that's when, snort is running down, running out of your nose. They call it a drivel. All right, so foolishness. All right. They say drivel is a British word. And children, silly. Children, silly are meaningless. Talk or thinking. Nonsense. All right. So we know what drivel is. What this person is saying. Let's see if we find a reason why this person says, I'm driveling. I bought it thinking it would be a reasoned explanation of the reasons people have religious faith. They wanted, this person bought this little book thinking it would be a reasoned explanation. Think the book would have a reasoned explanation of the reason people have religious faith. Really? But the Bible, but this book that talks about 6 steps to religious freedom was supposed to tell why people have religious faith. That's what this person is saying. Because I say something else. This person not able to reason otherwise. 6 steps to religious freedom. And what it, the other person said, it set out that there is a little quizzing after you read the paragraph, illustrating something that has to do with religion, not church, religion, polytheism stuff. You see, it's not talking about the Bible, Jesus, and a spirit God. That's not what this book is talking about. But this person said, I'm talking drivel. In those things, that means this person don't recognize the BC era and what that world of people were like. This person is talking about when Christ came and what Christ came. These are my people, tell people that and they believe it. About Adam and Eve in a garden. And no, go so. There is no such a world with Adam and Eve in a garden and sin against any God. You're just not reading right. First of all, how does this person arrive when you talk about religious faith? There is no religious faith. There is no religious faith. There is religion. And religious ceremonies and things like that, reverence to the gods and praise. That's it. So this person is a church person confused with religion. You see what I mean? All right. I go on to say, what I got was a loan of nonsense. Still don't say what is the nonsense yet. still don't say it. The easiest thing for this person to say is nonsense. When you don't understand something and you are thinking something else, you don't think that what you're hearing make any sense, you're not learning it enough, you're not learning enough to make sense. So what you are thinking, it's not there. Right? Now, why this other person found the book to make sense is that this person is learned. You see, this person is learned. So this person, other person, may think that they learned too from the Bible concept. Sodomite concept. Adam and Eve in a garden that never existed at all. This story exists in real history, not in a Bible. And that's where this person is at in their learning. All right. A load of nonsense she got about hormones. You hear that? Now, what did I say about hormones that make it a drivel? And why is religion not affecting hormones? So this person is highly, as far as I'm concerned, full of misunderstanding about this step to religious freedom. It all has to do with energy. What are you thinking? And yet still, I mean, slam dunking me for talking sanity. Right? What I'm saying is totally civilized. It's a sane issue I'm talking about. That this person grew up in a church, I guess, like I did, and was not prepared to read and see something like this. So throw it in the garbage can, right? Now, goes on to say, do not even think about buying this foolishness. Now, does this person say yet a good reason? Does this person give a good reason yet? Why she, I mean, slapped this little book, which I think the first person that reviewed it and two people found it helpful. You know, one person find what this reviewer said helpful, you know. I don't know in what way they find it helpful, but somebody find what they say helpful. And see, I'm looking for a reason. That's what I'm looking for. I don't mind somebody say what they think, whether or not I approve or not. But at least give it a shot. I mean, if you're going to say all of these things about the book, when obviously other people are coming in and saying, these are not the only two review that is on the page. So what I am saying is that I picked two reviews out. I pick a positive and a negative, and then I am talking about them equally, right? And I'm even saying more about this one while I say something of substance to the other one. And I'll go back and even do a second review of the first one as well, right? To show that I'm not biased. But if somebody is talking rubbish and telling somebody else who is really making sense, a civilized sense, in bad shape. Because this person, I imagine, believe everything that they're saying. They don't have the knowledge for what they're saying. They believe Adam and Eve was in a garden, even though The Bible don't show you no geography where that ever happened. But this person believe it, though. I used to believe it, too. Right? So what I'm trying to say to you, give it. If you're going to critique something, don't keep on saying it's foolishness. You get a loan of foolishness and a drivel and find all of the negative words to call this person. All right. So she go on to say, do not think about buying this foolishness. It's a Christian, you know. I mean, very wrathful. You see? Because find out that you're trying to stop somebody from being a Christian. I must have done a good job with that. If you do, and you come to the conclusion, religious belief is a deception on the basis of what you find in the book, I suggest a visit to the psychiatrist. So you cannot be wrong. I mean, you cannot be right if you agree with what this book says to this person who not able to give a good, coherent, let's say, a good reason that, I mean, you know, when I'm not talking about something that I am thinking. The person don't agree with the book, right? And say it's drivel, it's foolishness. All right. I don't mind the depth that you're going to go to say that. However, don't do it and don't make the slightest effort. You don't make the slightest effort to, like, justify it to people who's going to read it. You don't tell them why. Nonsense. And everywhere it's like this person take. Now, this book, I wrote this, and I am simply giving what my sense of direction is, because I was in church, you know? Now, was I driveling for all those times, years, half a century I was in the church? Was I driveling? And the reason that I would give why I left the Bible and the church, you know, I mean, the world of the civilized world is here with all the reasoning for whatever anybody want to think. Who is going to comfort a sane and sober reason and determine whether or not this book is making sense and will deliver somebody out of the, you know, the uncivilized way in our society today. Now, if I found a way to get out, and I'm pro-history, pro-prehistory, right? I'm no longer pro-Bible. I am a harsh critic of the Bible, and I'm not doing what this person say here. You know? I'm not talking to editor. I write a book, a big book, Bamboozle, 244 pages, Bamboozle. And I talk a lot of things. And not one person ever come and tell me that. Now, this book is not Bamboozle. This is Six Steps to Religious Freedom. I'm talking about religious freedom. I'm not talking about church freedom or church bondage. So come on. So this person is adamant now, say, all right, even threatening someone if they should decide that they agree with what the book says and that it's helpful to them. She said, oh, look, if you do believe what the book says and you come to the conclusion religious belief is a deception, a church
she mean to say now, but she don't know the difference between religion and church. So she say, if you come to a decision that religious belief is a deception, which means church belief, Christianity, on the basis of what you find in this book, I suggest a visit to the psychiatrist. No, the psychologist is urgently required. You hear the insult? I didn't insult nobody when I wrote this. I wrote it to whoever want to and read, but she decided, oh, she was to think the book was going to tell her how people, how anyone with, she said, this book is an exercise of stupidity, which defies comprehension. How anyone with a grain of understanding could write such drivel amazes me. All right? So she's going to say, I bought it thinking it would be a reasoned explanation of the reason people of religious faith. So what was I supposed to say? If I'm talking about six steps to religious freedom, and she's talking about religion as well, and she said, like me not talk nothing, but she don't explain or give an example of what I should be saying. None of that. I suggest a visit to the psychiatrist, urgently required. Do you hear all this? One person found this helpful. My friends, now, so the first person who wrote this the survey here, I said, very interesting. Very interesting format, this person said. With each chapter ending with specific questions for you to consider and give serious thought to. Right? They praise the format because you're not picking up books out there, self-help people, you know, looking for words to, like, stir their mind. You know, in this case, this person said, very interesting format with each chapter ending with specific questions for you to consider and give serious thought to. Having read the chapter, you are encouraged to complete a journal exercise. Now, did she try to do one? Did she try to do one of the exercises? She doesn't say that she tried to do one. She said, call everything drivel, and she don't tell you why it's drivel. And say, if you agree with it, you know, I suggest you go and see a psychiatrist. Imagine that. All right. He says, these are the best part of the whole book, where you get questions, you know, concerning what you read in the paragraph. You get questions on it, which way, you know, would you go with what you read? Right? I mean, nobody not compelled to do this. Allowing you to absorb what you have read and then give some real thought to what has been presented. And if that has helped you see something you were denying.
Isn't that good? You know, was anybody shortchanging you on anything from those explanations? You know, and you looking back into it and see whether or not, you know, you're helped by it. You know, you're denying. See if there's something that you were denying, you are being denied, right? Or simply missing before. I mean, what's wrong with that? You know? This person lives in England anyway. There's hardly anybody living in England that is going to really come up and make any sense because it's a sodomite country like in the United States. Just that, I mean, America has a lot more people and you may likely to find more people in the United States that agrees with the logic of what is in the little book. I want to thank you for tuning in and I hope that all goes well and you take care. I try to do the best I have to say and let's close the show now. And I hope that you be prosper spiritually and physically and economically. Okay? But remember, the life is something that you have to live for yourself. And it's difficult after we have been raised up into the sodomite AD and Adamani no life environment. It is difficult to change. It is difficult to change, I'm telling you. But if you want it, go off for it. Okay? And you take good care. Kenny G.